ACT, or the American College Testing Exam, is a standardized test for admission to undergraduate schools, colleges in the U.S. and Canada. Along with the universities in the U.S., around 200 institutions outside of the U.S. also accept the ACT test scores. In this guide, we will outline the ACT exam pattern and syllabus for 2023. What is the ACT exam? The ACT exam is an online, paper-based examination for undergraduate admissions in the U.S. and other countries. The ACT exam evaluates the student's college preparation and is conducted by ACT, a nonprofit organization. Almost every university in the U.S. accepts ACT scores. ACT exam pattern 2023. The ACT exam pattern is pretty simple, having 215 multiple choice questions in four sections with senior secondary difficulty levels. The average score in the ACT exam is 21 on a scale of 1 to 36. There is no passing score, but getting a high score will make admissions more comfortable at prestigious and renowned universities. The ACT exam has four sections: English, Mathematics, Science, and Reading. Each section tests different aspects of the candidate's knowledge and skills. There is also an optional fifth section, the writing section. However, not opting for the writing section will not affect your score. The total duration of the ACT exam is 3 hours, and the optional writing section adds another 40 minutes to the duration. Section total number of questions allotted time: English 75 questions 45 minutes, Mathematics 60 questions 60 minutes, Science 35 questions 40 minutes, Reading 35 questions 40 minutes, Writing, optional, 1 essay 40 minutes. ACT exam syllabus. The ACT exam is based on high school subjects, and the ACT syllabus mainly focuses on the senior secondary level. The ACT syllabus consists of four sections: English, Mathematics, Science, and Reading. ACT syllabus, English. The English section is the first section of the ACT exam and contains 75 multiple choice questions from 5 passages. This section tests the candidate's usage and mechanics and rhetorical skills. The usage and mechanics deal with understanding grammar rules, punctuation, and sentence structure. The questions focus on punctuation, pronouns, antecedent, verb, modifiers, verb formation, idiomatic usage, shifts in construction, and placement of modifiers. The rhetorical skills deal with understanding the passage, and the questions focus on choosing appropriate words, managing sentence elements, maintaining the tone, testing the relevance of statements, and organizing ideas. The English section is subdivided into 3 categories. These are: production of writing, 30-32%. This section evaluates the candidate's ability to analyze, understand, and produce the given passage with proper sentences and words, and also maintain the structure, tone, and flow of a passage. Knowledge of language, 12-18%. This section evaluates the candidate's proficiency in the English language, consistency in the tone, and selection of words and phrases. Conventions of standard English, 50-55%. This section has the most weightage in the English section and evaluates the candidate's command of sentence formation, punctuation, and grammar usage. ACT syllabus, Mathematics. The Mathematics section has 12th grade straightforward and complex mathematics questions to test the student's skills in applying varied concepts, understanding connections, and solving complex problems. The candidates can use the calculator in this section. The Mathematics section is subdivided into 2 sections: Essential Skills and Higher Mathematics. 1. Essential Skills. This section contains complex problems like proportional relationships, rates, percentages, median, average, and expressing numbers in different ways. 2. Higher Mathematics. The Higher Mathematics section contains direct questions to test the candidate's knowledge of formulas, concepts, and fundamental mathematical basics. The various topics in the Higher Mathematics section are: topic weightage questions, topics pre-algebra 20-25%, 14 number problems, divisibility, percentages, fractions, square roots, ratios, mean, median, mode, factors, primes, multiples, probability, place values, absolute values, exponents, series elementary algebra 15-20%, 10 quadratic equations, substitution, simplifying expressions, linear equations, inequalities, multiplying binomials, intermediate algebra, 15 to 20% 9 logarithms, functions, equations, matrices, inequalities, sequences and patterns, complex numbers, coordinate geometry, 15 to 20% 9 surface area, volume, lines and angles, properties of circles, triangles, parallelograms, and other shapes, plane geometry, 20 to 25% 14 inequalities, distance and midpoints, slope calculation, line equation, conic sections, trigonometry, 5 to 10% 4 trigonometric identities and graphs, graphing, trigonometric functions, trigonometric equations, ACT syllabus, reading. The reading section tests the candidate's logical reasoning and interpretation skills, along with English language proficiency. This section contains 4 passages from 4 different genres: social studies, prose fiction, natural science, and humanities, with each passage having 10 questions. The social studies passage has questions from biography, anthropology, psychology, history, archaeology, geography, sociology, and more. The prose fiction passage has questions from novels, memoirs, short stories, personal essays, and more. The natural science passage has questions from meteorology, astronomy, botany, geology, microbiology, anatomy, zoology, and more. The humanities passage has questions from theater, art, dance, film, music, television, ethics, architecture, radio, and more. The reading section focuses on 3 main things: key ideas and details, 55 to 60%. The candidate must identify the passage's main idea and summarize it accurately to draw a logical relation between the sentences. Craft and structure, 25 to 30%. The candidate must identify the meaning of the words and phrases and analyze the author's choice of words, his perspective, and the structure of the text. Integration of knowledge and ideas, 12 to 18%. The candidate must evaluate the reasoning, understand the author's claim, and make connections between texts. ACT syllabus, science. The science section tests the candidate's interpretation, analysis, reasoning, evaluation, and problem-solving skills. It does not test a candidate's science-based knowledge. Rather, it tests reading and reasoning skills on science-related passages. The science section contains a total of 40 multiple-choice questions from 7 passages. The passage topics revolve around physics, chemistry, biology, and earth sciences and include tables, charts, and graphs. The science section questions are divided into 3 categories. Interpretation of data, 45 to 50%. These questions test the candidate's ability to analyze and manipulate scientific data, graphs, tables, and diagrams. Scientific investigation, 20 to 30%. These questions test the candidate's ability to understand science-related questions like procedures, experimental tools, comparisons, modifications, etc. Evaluation of models, inferences, and experimental results, 25 to 35%. These questions test the candidate's ability to analyze divergent viewpoints, make predictions based on the scientific phenomenon, and formulate conclusions. ACT syllabus, writing. Even though the writing section is optional, it is opted for by most test takers. The writing section tests the candidate's writing ability in terms of coherence, structure, and grammatical correctness. This section contains a short passage with 3 different viewpoints. The candidates must thoroughly analyze the viewpoints to provide an illustrated write-up by identifying flaws in reasoning and writing the merits and demerits. It does not matter what the candidate's viewpoint is. Only the candidate's thought process and expression skills matter. The writing skills of the candidate are judged on the following parameters: ideas and analysis. The candidates will be judged on creating new ideas and content analysis. Development and support. The candidates will be judged on the presentation of discussions, arguments, and ideas. Organization. The candidates will be judged on the article's structure, audience engagement, and explanation of the facts and their relations. Language use and conventions. The candidates will be judged on the level of English used, word usage, style, and grammar. Benefits of ACT exam to students. There are several benefits to taking the ACT exam for students. The top three benefits of taking the ACT exam are: the ACT exam is a universally accepted exam for college admission. Almost every university in the U.S. accepts ACT scores. It is a curriculum-based test, not an aptitude or IQ test. The questions are based on what is taught in the high school curriculum, so students are more comfortable with the ACT exam than the other tests. It is value for money, as ACT is a not-for-profit organization, so it is committed to providing services at the minimum possible cost. Summary of ACT exam pattern and syllabus. Section duration questions. Topics: English 45 minutes 75 questions. Production of writing 30-32%. Knowledge of language 12-18%. Conventions of standard English 50-55%. Mathematics 60 minutes 60 questions. Pre-algebra, elementary algebra, intermediate algebra, coordinate geometry, plane geometry, trigonometry. Reading 40 minutes 35 questions. Key ideas and details 55-60%. Craft and structure 25-30%. Integration of knowledge and ideas 12-18%. Science 40 minutes 35 questions. Interpretation of data 45-50%. Scientific investigation 20-30%. Evaluation of models, inferences, and experimental results 25-35%. Writing optional 40 minutes 1 essay. Ideas and analysis. Development and support organization. Language use and conventions. Frequently asked questions. 1. How many total sections are in the ACT exam? The ACT exam has 4 sections: English, Mathematics, Science, and Reading. There is also an optional 5th section, the Writing section. Each section tests different aspects of the candidate's knowledge and skills. 2. What is the total duration of the ACT exam? The total duration of the ACT exam is 3 hours. However, if you opt for the optional writing section, then the total duration will be 3 hours and 40 minutes. 3. How many questions are there in the ACT exam? The ACT exam has 215 multiple choice questions in 4 sections with senior secondary difficulty levels. The English section has 75 questions, the mathematics section has 60 questions, the science section has 35 questions, and the reading section has 35 questions. 4. What does the English section of the ACT exam measure? The English section measures the candidate's understanding of grammar rules, punctuation, sentence structure, and the passage. 5. What does the mathematics section of the ACT exam measure? The mathematics section measures the student's skills in applying varied concepts, understanding connections, and solving complex problems. 6. What does the science section of the ACT exam measure? The science section measures the candidate's interpretation, analysis, reasoning, evaluation, and problem-solving skills. 7. What does the reading section of the ACT exam measure? The reading section measures the candidate's logical reasoning and interpretation skills, along with English language proficiency. 8. How often can you take the ACT exam? You can take the ACT no more than 12 times and only once per national test date. Most students take the test twice, once as a junior and then as a senior.